Let's look at another interesting collaboration announced today. And this is one you probably would never have guessed, books and cricket. It's called the Super Smash Reading Challenge, and it's a combined effort by Read NZ, Te Pau Muramura, and New Zealand Cricket's T20 Summer Tournament. To tell us more about how it works, I'm joined by Joe Cribb, head of what was formerly known as the New Zealand Book Council, now Te Pau Muramura. Hi, Joe.
Kia ora, Jesse.
How's the new name going?
Oh, the new name's going well. It feels like we've been working towards this because the focus of our work is really about reading, and it's like we've put on the right clothes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a beautiful word, muramura.
Yeah. It basically means that Te Pau Muramura is like the spark or the beginning of the day where the light breaks through, and for us that's what reading means. It is like that, having that spark from starting in dark and going to light. So we think it's the perfect name for us.
Now, you guys just mad cricket fans. Is this how this got started?
Well, I'm not sure that we're quite mad cricket fans, though, that a couple of us have probably could bowl and one of us is probably a batter. But where we went to...
Batsman, Joe. Batsperson.
Oh,
no, maybe it is batter now.
Batter, yeah. So, but the kind of journey we went on is that we know that reading for pleasure is one of the most important things that children can do. To actually choose to read, it's really critical to their academic success and getting that habit of like lifelong reading. But we know and over the summer holidays, when children aren't necessarily reading regularly, all the research, this includes New Zealand research, is that they can lose up to 6 months of their learning from the last year. So they're backsliding. So they start 6 months behind. So we wanted to see how we could create some interest and make reading fun over summer. And it all just kind of unfolded. Well, what is summer about? It's about cricket. And what is summer about? It's about a good book under a tree or at the beach. So the two just made sense to bring together. So we approached New Zealand Cricket, and they were absolutely fabulously supportive. And so today we go live with the Super Smash Reading Challenge.
How does it work?
Well, there is a website, and I know it's there's a link on your homepage, and it's just reading-challenge.org.nz. And so basically we're inviting primary and intermediate age children to register. It's all free. And when they register, they have to pick the team, their local cricket team, that they want to play for, like who they want to bat for. Now, every time they read a book over summer, they put a short review. And when they do that, they score a run for their team.
Segment 1.
Let's look at another interesting collaboration announced today. And this is one you probably would never have guessed, books and cricket. It's called the Super Smash Reading Challenge, and it's a combined effort by Read NZ, Te Pau Muramura, and New Zealand Cricket's T20 Summer Tournament. To tell us more about how it works, I'm joined by Joe Cribb, head of what was formerly known as the New Zealand Book Council, now Te Pau Muramura. Hi, Joe.
Kia ora, Jesse.
How's the new name going?
Oh, the new name's going well. It feels like we've been working towards this because the focus of our work is really about reading, and it's like we've put on the right clothes, if that makes sense.
Segment 2.
Yeah, it's a beautiful word, muramura.
Yeah. It basically means that Te Pau Muramura is like the spark or the beginning of the day where the light breaks through. And for us, that's what reading means. It is like that, having that spark from starting in dark and going to light. So we think it's the perfect name for us.
Now, you guys are just mad cricket fans. Is this how this got started?
Well, I'm not sure that we're quite mad cricket fans, though, that a couple of us have probably could bowl and one of us is probably a batter. But where we went to...
Batsman, Joe. Batsperson.
Oh, no,
maybe it is batter now.
Batter, yeah.
Segment 3.
So, the kind of journey we went on is that we know that reading for pleasure is one of the most important things that children can do. To actually choose to read, it's really critical to their academic success and getting that habit of like lifelong reading. But we know and over the summer holidays when children aren't necessarily reading regularly, all the research, this includes New Zealand research, is that they can lose up to 6 months of their learning from the last year. So they're backsliding. So they start 6 months behind, So we wanted to see how we could create some interest and make reading fun over summer. And it all just kind of unfolded. Well, what is summer about? It's about cricket. And what is summer about? It's about a good book under a tree or at the beach. So the two just made sense to bring together.
Segment 4.
So we approached New Zealand Cricket, and they were absolutely fabulously supportive. And so today we go live with the Super Smash Reading Challenge.
How does it work?
Well, there is a website, and I know it's there's a link on your homepage, and it's just Reading Challenge. reading-challenge.org.nz. And so basically we're inviting primary and intermediate age children to register. It's all free, and when they register they have to pick the team, their local cricket team, that they want to play for, like who they want to bat for. Now every time they read a book over summer, they put a short review, and when they do that they score a run for their team.